Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This morning, after much anticipation, Massachusetts released its official 2010 census figures. Back in December, the state had already learned that it was going to lose a congressional seat because its population wasn't growing as quickly as the rest of the country. But today, Secretary of State William Galvin released the final detailed data that includes city and town population figures. And Galvin dropped a bit of a bombshell when he said this.
On the municipal side, amongst the losers were Boston, which is disappointing. Boston's population appears to have lost 14,453 people from the 2000 census.
Whoops, that turned out to be wrong, and it sparked a quick reaction from City Hall. And here to explain all this is WBUR's Fred Tice. Hi, Fred. Good to see you.
Hey, Anthony.
So we just heard Secretary Galvin announce to the world that Boston lost population, but that's not right, right?
Yeah, that's
right, wrong,
Anthony.
Right?
Yes, you're correct, Anthony. At this morning's news conference, Galvin did say that Boston had lost population. But in fact, it was the town in the state that had lost the most population. But Mayor Menino, who was out of town, his staff nevertheless jumped on this and immediately pointed out that this is completely wrong. They're very confident that the city was growing. And Menino, after he made his comment, Galvin said he'd go back to the State House. And just this afternoon, just an hour ago, he issued updated census information. And big surprise, Boston's population had not decreased, but in fact, it's grown by about 5%. And Boston is the city or town in Massachusetts that's gained the most population.
Okay. So what's the tell us two things, the official population of Boston, and remind us why it's so important whether this number goes up or down.
Okay, so the official population now is 617,594 people. It's really important for two reasons. One, the Conference of Mayors has calculated that cities lose about $1,200 per resident in federal money. Gain that much, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important in that sense. And then, of course, the other thing, maybe the main thing, is that the census is used to figure out legislative districts, both for the state legislature and, of course, for Congress. And members of Congress are sure to be exerting a lot of political pressure on redistricting committees now, according to State Secretary Galvin.
Right. Now, do we know why Secretary Galvin got those figures wrong in the first place?
Well, we do. He said that basically he was in a hurry, right? So he was trying to get to a quick estimate. And so what they decided to do is filter out all the census precincts that do not have are not expected to have people. Believe it or not, there are quite a few of those, especially in cities, large industrial areas, for example. Boston has islands. And so they filtered all those out. But actually, there were a lot of people in Boston, you know, a few here, a few there, living in all these districts that had been cast out. A difference of 80,000 people between the estimate that Galvin gave out this morning and the correct number that he gave out this afternoon.
Well, glad to know that Boston's not a disappearing city. So faulty figures aside, tell us what else, some of the more salient facts that the census information revealed today about the state.
I think the big headline is that the Berkshires and Cape Cod have lost population. Everywhere else has gained a little bit of population, some a little bit more than that. But the Berkshires and Cape Cod have lost a big, big number. The Berkshires, according to Galvin, that's because they're tailoring their economy around cultural tourism. And so a lot of New Yorkers, basically, who were not around on April 1st when the census was counted, they weren't there in their second homes in the Berkshires. Cape Cod, he said, was the same thing. A lot of people in Florida. But we know from our own reporting that a lot of families have been leaving Cape Cod, a lot of middle-class families, because there are just not enough jobs there for them.
Mm-hmm. So what other sort of overall changes are we seeing in terms of demographics across the state?
The big thing is the increase in the minority population. That's increased significantly. Both the Asian and the Latino population has increased by almost half, by 46%. And the state's black population has increased by more than a quarter, 26% to be exact. So, but the thing is that minorities now make up maybe 20% of the population. That's still, you know, 80% of the state is white. This is one of the states in the country with the smallest minority population.
All right. Well, thanks for that update on the 2010 census figures. That's WBUR's Fred Tice.